This is Weekly Outlook for December 12, 2011. Crop prices are heading to year-end on a weak note. Corn prices are near the level that existed in the first week of January and well below the late summer highs. Soybean prices are well below the level that was in place at the beginning of the year and at the lowest level since early October 2010. Prices of soft red winter wheat are at the lowest level since July of 2010. The USDA's monthly report of U.S. and world supply and consumption prospects, released on December 9th, underscores the reasons for the current price weakness. The 2011 U.S. corn and soybean crops were the smallest crops in 3 years, and the wheat crop was the smallest in 5 years, but foreign production of these crops was record large. In addition, production prospects also remain favorable for the current Southern Hemisphere crops. Large crops in the rest of the world are having a negative impact on U.S. exports. U.S. wheat exports during the current year are projected at 925 million bushels, 364 million bushels below the very large export of last year. U.S. corn exports are projected at 1.6 billion bushels, 235 million below exports of a year ago, and the smallest total in 9 years. U.S. soybean exports are projected at 1.3 billion, 200 million below the record of a year ago, and the smallest total in 3 years. Weaker export demand points to slightly larger stocks of soybeans and wheat at the end of the year than at the start of the marketing year. Ending stocks of corn, however, are expected to be 280 million bushels smaller than stocks at the start of the year. Increased planted and harvested acreage and a return to trend yields in the U.S. next year would result in larger crops and prospects for a further increase in domestic stocks by the end of the 2012 marketing year. The potential increase in corn production is potentially very large. 2 million more acres and a trend yield of 160 bushels would result in a crop of about 13.9 billion bushels, 1.6 billion larger than the 2011 harvest. The slow pace of exports and prospects for adequate year-ending stocks contributed to a lower forecast of the marketing year average farm price of corn and soybeans in the USDA's December report. The average farm price of corn is projected in a range of $5.90 to $6.90, 30 cents below the November projection. The average farm price of soybeans is projected in a range of $11.70 to $12.70, 90 cents below last month's forecast. Relatively low prices in September and October, particularly for corn, confirmed that substantial quantities were sold at lower prices before harvest, and those sales contribute to the lower price forecast for the year. Crop prices are expected to remain generally weak into the new calendar year, with some important support areas currently being tested. After the first of the year, South American crop prospects will take on more importance. The continuation of the La Niña weather pattern could result in less than ideal weather conditions in parts of Brazil and Argentina. History suggests that the corn crop would more likely be impacted than would soybean production. Prices will also take direction from USDA's January 12th reports containing the final estimates of the size of the 2011 U.S. corn and soybean crops, estimates of December 1 grain stocks, and an estimate of winter wheat seedings.